So I have about a couple hours before I have something else to do today. But I remembered that I kind of owe you a ramble because you asked me three questions the other day and I didn't really answer them yet. So I thought I would do that. So you asked me why I wanted to become an English major. I think it was mostly all the reading that English majors have to do. Really, at school, we were both homeschooled, but when I was homeschooled especially, I would read all the time. I mean, every second I would read, in bed before I went to sleep. I would wake up and read more. I would read until my parents told me I couldn't read when I was in the bathroom or when I was at the dinner table, because I used to do both those things. I would carry a book everywhere, and I would never, ever put it down unless I was putting it down and picking up a new one. A lot of times I would get confused because I would start reading a different book at the same time I was reading another book, and the reason I would read them simultaneously is because I couldn't not pick up certain books. I couldn't stop reading, and it kept going. I read more and more. I sort of just devoured them, and it wasn't. It was great, but the problem with devouring books is that you kind of forget a lot about them. So you can say, "Oh, I read that book," but a lot of the finer points of it sort of go away. The nice part about being an English major is they make you slow down a bit and be, well, they make you slow down with the analysis, but they don't really make you slow down with the workload. I often find myself having no time to read books I love for fun, because I'm reading a 16th century conquistador narrative or something, like I was yesterday. But yeah, I became an English major because one of the things I'm really good at is reading a book and thinking about it and talking about it. And that's really all an English major is really required to do, is to think critically about texts. Also, the more I've been in college and thinking about, jobs and careers and all that other stuff, I've come to realize that being an English major really helps, I feel, with a lot of the skills you need to for people, like being able to problem solve on your own and being able to work independently or in a group, all that stuff you have to do if you're an English major. Also, being open-minded to other people's ideas, which I think I already do, but you have to have that if you're an English major because no one likes a closed-minded reader. It's not fun. A lot of majors, they're majors because they want to become writers. And that's what they want to do professionally. Me, I just journal. I'm working on a few pieces for my writing creative nonfiction class, but I don't know if they're any good, which bothers me and scares me because everyone in class is going to read my pieces. It excites me too, though, because part of my insecurity comes from the fact that no one's ever really read it. At anything I have. So having someone finally read and tell me what they think of it'll be nice. It'll be terrifying, but it'll be good, I think. I think it'll be helpful. So because of how much I love books and because reading is such a great insight into humanity. I just think it's so cool. The way our languages shape how we think and the way words on a page can change a mind or a heart. The way someone bled everything they had into a manuscript and then sometimes no one reads it. But it still holds significance, the significance and beauty of the written word. I can talk about that all day, and how much I love thinking about how wonderfully it illustrates the human condition, especially if you look at the universality of, like, I'm talking like an English major, sorry, but especially if you talk about, you know, older texts and how they mirror a lot of what we've been doing, and how people really, they've changed, but there are certain things that stay the same all the time. And it's those universal concepts that allow us to read the same texts in, you know, our curriculums, but still come out with something different every time. And yes, I do love Shakespeare. A lot of English majors love Shakespeare. Some English majors hate Shakespeare. But I love him. I don't love every single one of his plays, but it's so much fun to read him. Anyway, I'm gonna, because I could talk about that a long time. You ask me, my favorite kink. Because the thing is, I haven't been with anybody, so I don't know what I genuinely like. Yeah, in case you didn't know, I'm a virgin. I think you know that. Yeah, I thought you knew. So yeah, that's a thing. And because of that, I'm not really sure. I don't. You heard the challenge. I think spanking might be one of them, because that was not bad at all. And I think, I'm pretty sure fellatio will be one of mine. I really think that that's something I would try and enjoy a lot. I don't know if I'd be any good at it. I have no idea if I'd be any good at it, but that's something. And last but not least, you asked me if I could do anything, what would I do? If I could do anything, anything at all, that's a really good question, a hard question. See, you would go to Mars. Me, I have no idea what I would do. There's so many things that you could do, and I know exactly what I would do. I know what I would do if I could do. I think I would definitely get into a show on Broadway. And I wouldn't have to be the star. Like, almost every musical I've ever heard, I've imagined myself as one of the characters. Like in The Heights, I thought about being either Vanessa or, what's her other name? There's Vanessa and then there's Nina. Nina is a good character. She sings a lot. I don't know what happened just there, but there was a weird noise probably. Of course, there are so many classic musicals and then there are new musicals, and I don't know. It would be a dream come true to perform and be good enough for people to come and see and to sing and dance with wonderful people. I would probably pass out if I ever found out I got to work with people like Alan Cumming, Sutton Foster, Santino Fontana. Oh my gosh, and there's just so many people, so many wonderful people. And I truly do, I love the theater. Being a part of something as big and something as joy-bringing as live theater, it's always been a dream of mine. And so if I could do anything, it would be to go on Broadway and be a part of a show there. It's not as exciting as going to Mars. But, anyway, let's see, those are your three questions. I wonder if I should give you any. What was your first pet? Mine. I didn't have many pets. I think our first pets were like fish. We had about 6 or 8 fish. And they all died. They all died pretty quickly, which I was sad about. There were these little things. And there was like, we picked them out from the pet store, and it was like there were 2 black ones and 2 silver ones and 2 blue ones and 2 like pinkish ones. And we named them each different names. Yeah, and they died. And that was sad. And we had a funeral for them in our backyard. That was me. So the first question was, what was your first pet? Secondly, what is one of your favorite books? I wouldn't ask you what your favorite book is, because I know how hard it is for me to try and pick a favorite. So what is one of your favorite books? And, what is something that you wish you were better at? Like a hobby or a skill? Something that's sort of not something you interact with all the time. So, to make it a little more interesting. So it's like, not something to do with computers, something a little different. Like, yeah. Something to do with, maybe something you picked up when you were a kid and didn't carry on with, or something you tried once or twice but never quite stuck. Something that you enjoy but that you never quite either had the time or motivation or energy even. It doesn't matter to keep doing it, because I've got a ton of those. And I'll tell you about them later probably. So that's about it. I've got to go take my hair down. It's cruel, really. Like, it took me 2 whole days to put in, and it'll take me about a half hour to take it down. And I am really tired. My body is tired because I had ballet this morning, and yeah, it was a little better today. It was so hot in that room. But I'm a little better today. I feel like I just need more practice. But I hope you're having a great day. And I think I'm probably gonna talk to you either tomorrow or the day after that, I think we said. Let me know what day and we shall talk. And Well, that was articulate. I had a good time last night. So, yep, I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully. And bye.